Hey everybody, it's JT. What is on your holiday meal shopping list? Well, I would suggest Painted Hills Natural Beef. It is some of the best beef in the world. And your friends and family will be thanking you for a long time if you serve Painted Hills Natural Beef for your holiday meals. And now you can buy it online just by going to PaintedHillsBeef.com. Use the code BBQNATION at checkout and save yourself 15% on your order. Give Painted Hills Natural Beef a place on your table this holiday season.
Welcome to Barbecue Nation with JT's After Hours. Conversation that took place after the broadcast ended.
It's Barclays for your gold, silver, collectibles, rare coins, and high-quality jewelry. That's Barclays in Oregon, 503-982-2033. 503-982-2033, Barclays, buysellpawn.com.
Hey, welcome to After Hours here on Barbecue Nation. I'm JT. We've got Brian Rogers and Eric Gill from the Smoke and Oak Pit and Drinkery. Who came up with that name anyway?
Eric.
Yeah?
Yeah, I guess I did.
We made up Drinkery.
It's, yeah, I mean, if eatery is a word, why not Drinkery?
Yeah, you know, it's a word my wife and I play these little word games, you know, on our phone to keep you mentally sharp. And it's huger. I didn't know huger was a word.
I would argue with you.
Yeah, but it's actually a word. So, okay, you've been in the biz now for a while. You guys had some experience doing this stuff, not just the cooking part, but working in restaurants and food service and this type of thing here and there. What advice would you give people if they say, you know what? And believe me, I've heard this 1,000 times if I've heard it once. I'm going to, you know, my Uncle Ned had this brisket recipe that was just dynamite. So, and he left it to me in his will. So I'm going to go start a barbecue. Maybe it's a trailer. Maybe it's a stand. Maybe it's a full-blown restaurant. And it's kind of like somebody that can, you know, in golf, they can hit the ball, you know, 295 yards. Now, they can't pitch, can't putt. And can't hit a long iron, but they think they're going to go on the pro tour because they can hit it 300 yards. Okay.
Well, that was kind of us.
Was it?
In a way. I suppose that I'd say, you know, life is short. Go for it. Do what makes you happy. But do your homework. You know, there's a heck of a lot more to running a restaurant than being able to cook. And I think some people find that out the hard way. So learn from the ground up. Get a job in a restaurant, work in a busy restaurant, get your ass kicked, and if you like it, proceed. If you don't, then it's not for everybody.
Yeah.
If you don't have any hospitality or restaurant experience, I would think 3 or 4 times and really evaluate. And like Eric said, it's... You know, being able to cook and then being able to run a restaurant, and it's daunting work, and it's long hours. So don't kid yourself in knowing that it's probably going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. Or at least it certainly was for us.
Yeah, I know. you know B.J. Smith?
Yes, oh, yeah. Sir.
Oh, yeah. He was on the show a month or two after you were last year. I kind of asked him that same question. He said, well, don't go to culinary school. He goes, it's a waste of money. He goes, save all the money that you were going to spend on your culinary education. He goes, because they're going to try to sell you knives for $3,000 that are worth about $79.
Right.
You know, and he kind of went off on this role. He goes, go apprentice under somebody.
Yeah.
You know, find a chef that you like what they're doing. You know, work for free if you have to. Use that money that you were going to spend in school on room and board and transportation and do that and work for them for a year or two and then get a real job in under them and then go do what you want to do. And I thought that was a really interesting piece of advice.
Yeah. Real life training, I think I think that translates into a lot of walks of life, but you just got to get your hands dirty, get your boots on the ground.
Yeah. So what does your wife think of all this, Eric? I mean, I know she helped you design everything, and you work at the father-in-law's place when you're doing the, you know, welding the cookers and all that, but.
She's at the Oak right now.
Yeah, she is.
Covering for you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, somebody's got to run the show. Well, I'm sure if you ask her the question about regrets, she might have a longer list than we did, But she's been awesome through this whole thing, and this was never her dream, and this was my dream, and you know, she kind of put her life on the back burner so that we could all kind of sacrifice a couple of years of our lives to open up some doors for the rest of our lives. So we're very thankful for that, and she works really hard, and she does all the stuff that we're either not willing or not smart enough to do. You know, the payroll and scheduling and bills and all that stuff.
I think it's the first one, not willing. Yeah.
There's a little bit.
It might be a combination of both, but I think that the three of us, our strengths and weaknesses equal out pretty well. So I don't know. We'll have to bring her on next time
and put
her on the seat and
we can do
ask her some questions.
She has been absolutely amazing, and we could have never done this without her. So, and we're all family, and we've been best friends since day one, and we're best friends today. And I think that is something that's somewhat unique in this industry. And that was advice that we were given, was to never open up a business with family or friends. And I feel the opposite of that. We couldn't have done it without all of us, and we're all still, you know, we're stronger and closer because of it all.
What now? Here's the big question for me. Has the family from Texas come up and sampled and dined and given you the thumbs up?
Oh, yes, sir. My mom, they've all been up multiple times. My mom was just blown away that she kept saying, because she's made all this food and she knows how hard it is to do this.
Right.
And she was just, can't believe that we're doing it on such a large volume every single day. My grandmother, who a few of the recipes are hers, the beans and the pork sauce, she came out last August and she was just blown away. And we've gotten incredible support from the families, and we luckily get to see them more often now because they're coming up here to eat at the restaurant.
There you go. So I got a technical question for you. You use red or white potatoes in your potato salad?
We use russet potatoes.
There you go. Okay. Just checking.
Yes, sir.
Just checking. You know, my mother-in-law spent a lot of time, she's no longer with us, but, you know, she could make a pretty kick-ass potato salad, but she used red potatoes in it. So I just like to know, you know.
There's a lot of good potato salads out there.
Yeah, potato salad. There's about a million of them.
Yeah.
And my grandma, she's out of Tyler, Texas, and that's where our potato salad comes from. And she taught us to use russet, so that's what we do.
There you go. Well, guys, again, it's been a real pleasure for you to be on the show. I'm glad you stuck around for After Hours, and we'll be seeing you soon.
Thank you very much.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, sir.
It's always a pleasure.
We'll be back next week with another edition of After Hours. Probably no more ZZ Top music next week. We'll get that in a couple weeks, but you never know. Till then, take care, everybody. Happy cooking.